What was that like to run for this office and then, get there?
Well, you're right. It's been actually 1 year, 1 year and a week, I guess, since our primary. And, for me, I had never run for office before. And so I didn't really have a frame of concept, or what it would be like to run. But my daughter always said that I picked my lowest moment to reach for the highest height. And it was on the 1 year anniversary of the passing of my husband at the age of 52 that I had heard all of the kind of felt just like a negative campaign on the Washington level. And I saw a lot of people around me suffering different loss, jobs or homes or, and I decided that instead of, sitting back and feeling sad, I wanted to do something. And so I stepped up and threw my hat in the ring, and it was probably one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. I had never been in a debate. I had never raised money. But the more I listened to people's stories, the more inspired I got, the more fired up I got. And I didn't even realize at the time that who would be the president or what the situation would be like in terms of the atmosphere. But I felt compelled, and I am so thankful and glad that I did it.
What does it mean to you to be the first woman and person of color to be elected to this seat?
When I was running, I didn't really think that much about that as much as I did about trying to get across that finish line. And it really wasn't until the day that I was sworn in and I was standing on the House floor that it hit me. It really hit me that we had made history and that it was this collection of all kinds of backgrounds, because Delaware, we have one congressperson who represents the whole state. And so it really meant getting up and down the state, meeting farmers, meeting people in the city, talking to people who had come out of prison. Like, it was a real collection of individuals that made it possible for me to win. And so that moment, it hit me. And also, it hit me that my heritage, my history, my sister had found a document from our family, my great-great-great-grandfather's voting card. And to stand on the floor of the House, we took that card and we made it into a scarf, and I carried it that day that I stood on the floor of the House. And to stand there with that scarf, knowing that a former slave's great-great-great-granddaughter is now the first person of color and first woman to represent the first state, it was overwhelming.
So we've entered an interesting political time where there seems to be this resurgence of white nationalism. So put in context your election and this resurgence that we seem to be seeing.
Well, I guess the question is it really a resurgence? I mean, to me, what we are now seeing, represents some feelings that some people have had for a long time. And so the positive thing about it is that we are now facing, the past. We are now having to deal with something that had been, locked away, and it's now in our face. And so it is a time where people are questioning the identity of us as a country. And so I really see it as a pivotal moment in history for all of us. And if nothing else, you can't fix what you don't face. And so for me, that's the real positive thing, that people are now engaged and aware of things that they just weren't aware of. So, I guess to your question, when you juxtapose that with the fact that a black woman just won in a majority state, I'm a minority who won in a majority state, it shows what the possibilities are.
The other day, you called Charlottesville a tipping point. Why was it a tipping point for you?
It was a tipping point for me because when I turned on the television and saw folks with these torches and with swastikas and just these symbols of hate, I felt like I had been transported in time, and it truly, in that moment, all I could do was pray, because I could not, for the life of me, figure out what I was looking at. But it also was a tipping point in terms of spurring action. Like I said, I felt so positive coming off of the heels of my election, but it also said we still have a ways to go. You know, and I think that was one of the things that, you know, even with President Obama's election, I think for some people they had hoped that those days were gone. But that's not what it proved. It proved that we are still dealing with the vestiges of slavery, Jim Crow, discrimination. And that's not, and that includes for Black people, for LGBTQ, to Muslims. I mean, this year in and of itself, to me, Charlottesville was the tipping point of all of these different conversations. And I can see that more people, again, are stepping up and stepping out. And it made me redouble down on my own personal commitment to this work.
Regarding health care, if it passes and it comes back to the House, what do you think is the possibility that could pass the House?
I mean, you know, it's really hard to predict, because this has been a very unpredictable year. But what I can say is that, you know, if it comes back to the House, the chances could be good. And so it's really key that the Senate make sure that bill doesn't get back over to our side. We were fortunate. I was on the floor of the House when the first bill was actually pulled on the House side. And I was just about to get up and talk about the impact that would have on the state of Delaware. I mean, the numbers of people that would be impacted by it, even when you look at our country, 32 million people could lose their health care. So we now have another bill that's worse than the first bill. It's kind of hard to believe. And so what I'm hoping is that, it will not even make its way to our side. I was disheartened when I heard that the Senate, where they were working on a bipartisan bill, stopped. And that's really what people want to see. The American people want to see us get things done. And the way you get things done is to come together. You have a real process where you have hearings, where you do regular order, and then people have a better product. Flawed process, flawed product. That's what we keep getting.
Do you think it's possible that Congress will pass a solution for the DACA recipients?
DACA, in Delaware, we actually have 75 Dreamers right at Delaware State University who are all doing incredible in their schoolwork. We have people who served in the military that are Dreamers. For me, this is the one issue that I hear both Democrats and Republicans speak favorably about and speak with high hopes. The issue is, will leadership let it get to the floor? And if it gets to the floor, I believe that it will pass. I believe that there is the support out there for these individuals, these young Dreamers who have contributed to our country and contributed to our economy. Even if you don't, from a moral perspective, support it or believe in it, you can just look at the millions of dollars that it contributes to the economy and can be in support of it. So I think if it gets to the floor, it will definitely have the support. And that's what my Republican colleagues tell me as well.
What would you say are your biggest accomplishments for this year, or what will you expect to accomplish by the end of the year?
Oh, that's a great question. Biggest accomplishment. Well, I ran on two major things. One was the what, and that was about jobs and the economy. That if we strengthen our economy and people have good paying jobs, they don't fall into social service systems, they can buy a home, they can maybe not go to prison. And so I've been named to co-chair the Access to Jobs Task Force for the Democratic Caucus. And so if we are able to present a package of bills that help small businesses and help individuals to not have barriers to employment. That will be an incredible achievement. And then the other was the how, which was about bringing people together. That, to me, if we don't do that, then everything else is for naught. And so to have already been a person who sponsored bipartisan efforts and activities for my freshman colleagues, to have signed a pledge of civility, and to try to find ways to work together across the aisle, and that to me, if I am able to do those two things, I feel like I will have accomplished a lot for the people of Delaware and for the country. And it's been a blessing and an honor just to serve.